Crew podcast show. I'm your host, Mind Freaking This Bitch, and it's brought to you by the good people. Did we say good people? JulieLynn.com. I'm joined by Mr. Avery over here.
How are you doing, sir?
Fucking over here.
I know. I'm just trying to make you sound good.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know, that's my job.
And I can't say this is my co-host. She's a guest.
A good guest.
I've been waiting to have her involved in something of mine for a very long time. Say your name.
That's right. I'm Jennifer White.
Look at her. She's first so nervous. Time she, here. She's
first time to the
first
universe.
Time, long time.
First time.
Yeah, exactly. I've never thought about that term. First time, long time.
First time, long time.
I always remember that from Jim Rohn.
Anytime someone calls into a radio show, yeah, they always say first time caller, long time listener.
So for those that don't know you, where are you from?
Born and raised in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Oh, so you're from here?
Yeah.
What part?
Agoura Hills, where I grew up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's a good area.
A valley girl?
Valley girl.
The other valley. There's two valleys. No, there's three.
Yeah, yet people from the San Fernando Valley don't consider Agoura the valley. So.
Right. Exactly.
I got to be careful where I represent, you know.
Right. No. You don't have to be careful because there's the valley where the porn gets fucking created, and then there's another valley where you're from, then there's another valley where we live at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just going to fucking jump right into it.
Do it.
You are a fucking anal queen.
That's what I've heard. That's what they tell me.
If you don't believe, go to her motherfucking Twitter and check out Lolly's filthy ass pictures of her spreading her ass and taking it.
Oh yeah. Lots of little, you know, clips from my videos and tons and tons of pictures.
How important is anal sex to you?
It's extremely important.
Yeah.
So you actually do it in your personal life, not just on a pornographic level.
I actually try everything in my personal life before I do it on film.
Animals, bats, toys, fucking.
This just got weird.
Fucking tools. Well, you said everything.
How old were you when you did anal the first time?
I was. Do I have to say like the legal?
No, man. The statute of limitation is fucking 7 years. So if you took it in the ass by your uncle at 12 years old.
16, 17, 18?
I was 14? About 17.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's early. That's later than him. He did his like fucking
didn't work out
14.
Very well.
What do you mean it didn't work? Now, when people say didn't work out very well, what do you mean? Because did you shit on him? Did you not know what you're doing? No. Oh, what happened? Walk us through this moment.
Well, I think we're both pretty young and inexperienced. And,
what type of lube did he use?
None.
Ouch.
I was just talking to somebody like, I used to use Vaseline when like.
That's a fucking
use. But it's like.
Are you serious?
I use Vaseline. And I'm like, do you know how fucking prisonish that sounds? Like, y'all fucked in her ass. What you use this lube? Oh, Vaseline, homie, is the best. That sounds really fucking ratchet.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Well, what happened? What made it this experience?
Well, he was well endowed, I will say. And the lack of lube and lack of experience and lack of stretching out.
Oh, God, yeah, it just, the whole thing sounds painful.
It was very painful.
And then you're like, well, let's do that again.
No. Now, here's what I have to ask you. Did you shit?
No.
Because, you know, you get some girls, and it happens. It happens, yes, and it people really don't want to fucking talk about it, but you're here on the Freaky Crew podcast show, so. If you shit, you shit. Be own up to it. You know what I mean? We're all adults. It's not like you're shitting.
You couldn't expect anything less if you're going to put something in someone's ass.
So he probably broke a couple of blood vessels in that thing.
Well, it didn't really get past the head before I was like, get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah? Did you suck it? Was there a little ATM involved action?
Oh.
What happened after this? Did you just shut it down? He went home, you went home and said, never talk to me again? Like, what happened after this moment? Did y'all still fuck in the pussy?
Yeah, we definitely. I just said this ain't gonna work out. Let's just stick to what we know.
Did you wipe the dick off before you stuck it in your pussy? He probably didn't. Not. I'm he sorry. Didn't. Okay. Yes. Did you get to use them? No, I was like.
What do you want, a medical report?
Hell yeah, shit. Because here's the thing, man. You have a lot of girls that have different stories, and the stories that happen when you're a kid and just discovering your body are the most important ones. They're not the ones that we shoot, like what happens behind the scenes. Like those are, actually, I'm wrong. Those are the funny stories too, of behind the scenes when girls doing anal for their first time. Like I shot a first anal last night and she decided to have prints in her ass. And it was like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, bitch, you wanted him your first. So you got it.
That's
and I
crazy.
Got the picture of it.
That's crazy.
I took the picture of the first time of her having him a dick that big in her ass. And it I will be posting that picture. So look out for that.
I just remember I was on set once with Bobby where a girl did her first DP. And I love same kind of thing. Man. That look of all of a sudden. Yeah, I'll try it. I think this will be getting all of a sudden. It's like that. Angels come. Right. She's, yeah, let's do this. And I'm like, okay, yeah, she'll be doing that now every day for a week.
Right. And this chick that did her first anal, she's going to be doing her first DP for me, too. So I'm going to take that picture, too. She's such a champ. I can't reveal who it is right now. Right. You know. Secret. But back to you.
Yes.
Do you like DPs? Do you like, you know?
I don't like them. I love them.
Oh, I was like, shit. So, you know, I'm going to be shooting Anal Warriors.
Yes, you are.
And I'm going to be casting you in Anal Warriors.
So fucking excited about that.
So,
let me tell you.
There's a part where I like to have three guys involved. I don't use three super studs. I use the past, the present, and the future. And guys. So I'm going to give you a veteran performer. I'm going to have you with a current performer and somebody that I think is going to be up and coming in the future.
Okay.
So you're going to get three guys, and they're just going to do what they want with your holes. How does that sound?
Ooh, speechless right now.
Yes?
Envisioning the scenario.
Oh, no,
and it's
trust
good.
Me. All the scenes happens at night.
Mm-hmm.
There are no
very romantic.
Slow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, because when you think
is there
about
candle
it,
light?
When you were a kid, back when fucking dinosaurs was roaming the earth, when did you jack off most at night? Right.
Yeah.
Right. It was that fucking night. Like guys, we masturbated at night.
Yeah.
We didn't want our parents walk in and see us pitching a tent. Girls, they could just fucking rub one out anywhere. So the feel of Anal Warriors is done at night. It's a different feel. And people, even if they're watching it during the day, they see this happening at night and it triggers something different. Because 75% of the porn is during the night. I mean, during daytime. And girls are slow, pretty, and it teases.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. So this that
and
we're going to have
come
you
out
with.
At night.
Huh?
And the freaks come out at night.
Yeah, see? See? That's our theme
she's good.
Song.
She's totally kissing your ass. Okay.
Freaky. No, she just became a member of the Freaky Crew. So
uh-oh.
She knows what's up.
Oh, she knows what's up.
But it's true. So we get rid of the light. We get rid of the sun. We get rid of the pretty dresses and shit like that. We have jean shorts, jeans, or anything like that. We just go in it raw. It's a very raw feel. And what's special about this is that you get to do a voiceover about what makes you an anal warrior. You've seen the movie.
I did.
I gave you a movie.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I did my homework on it.
So, with you watching that movie, tell us about it. Talk to us about Anal Warriors from Jennifer White's perspective.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of separated the intros from the actual scenes at first, just to kind of, because the intros are very sensual. And
very.
They're just alluring, and just the things that the girls are saying, just, and it's without even seeing, you know, pussy or, you know, tits
right.
or anything. It's
that's
just
the
their
normal
voice.
Shit.
Yeah, it's just their voice just telling you, you know, what makes them a anal warrior. And just following that up with the amazing scenes they give.
So who was your favorite? What was your favorite?
Hot.
What was your favorite intro? What was your favorite? So did you watch the BTS?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, let me tell you something about me.
Mm-hmm.
The BTS.
or watch a little bit with you, but...
No, you have to watch the BTS. Yeah. Hidden gems all over there. You remember back in the day when they used to put Easter eggs in DVDs?
No.
You don't remember Easter eggs? Uh-uh. Avery, you remember Easter eggs?
I totally
eggs?
Do.
Yeah, they used to like, oh, if you let the fucking menu, the DVD menu sit for 20 minutes, something to pop up.
Yeah.
Or at a certain part in the video, you push the play button again, and you'll get like a deleted scene or something like that. So I put Easter eggs in my BTS. You know who's going to be in a different movie or what's going on. There's always something secretive I'll put in a BTS.
Right.
Like, it stands for behind the scenes, but it's behind the secrets for me.
Behind the secrets. I like that.
Just to make sure people watch that shit. So who had your favorite tease in the intro? Well, I can't say tease, but.
Well, favorite tease or intro would be Dana Dierman. She
never heard of her.
Killed it.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Never heard
I'm about
of her?
To say.
No.
This bitch has put her pussy on this mic that I'm talking into.
God bless her heart.
Dana's great.
Yeah, she did real good. She's very good at.
I think she's very passionate.
Yeah.
No, man.
Exactly
like, you know what I'm saying?
Say.
Like
very,
like, every scene I've ever seen her in.
Right.
Like, she just really.
No, you should hear what the fuck she said.
Yeah.
And everybody has an intro where they talk about why they're. Dog, she went into some. Like, you can visualize it. Like, she says, my asshole opens up and you walk in as a little spider and I devour you. Like, she went on some off the wall shit. Yeah. Like, a person would have to be high off of PCP to even get close to what the fuck she said. So all these other, and she was like, she started off the movie and I'm like, there's no fucking way in the world I'm gonna get this again.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to the other girls and nobody came close.
Right.
So you get a cheat sheet.
Me.
So you right, you have you can go
you better,
and write and fucking,
you better go home and start thinking.
I've been thinking.
Who had the best sex scene?
Jada.
Yeah.
Jada Stevens, hand down.
Never heard of her.
She's a cut bitch whore.
That's my Dang, wife you're talking about.
She's a CBW. What's that? A cunt bitch whore.
No,
she took Lex in the ass, and it was funny. Like, if you look at the BTS, like, he's fucking her in the ass, and she just, dick just comes out her ass, and she just shakes and falls over and starts laughing.
Yeah.
And that's fucking
Yeah,
dope.
That's the part
Those
I saw
are the
with
moments
you.
That.
Can I
you
ask
don't
a dumb question?
See. No question
Please
is
do.
Dumb if
and
you're
you know,
willing
I,
to ask
I'm
it.
Good at asking dumb questions. How long has Lex been performing?
You know what? I think
17 years.
Something like that. Yeah. I would have said 15, but it's
I thought it was
like
longer
that.
Than that.
No.
Because he even worked with my Julie back in the day. He must have been a new guy.
Have you sat then. On that toilet that we were talking about?
No, he hasn't. No.
No black man has sat on that toilet in there. We're going to tell you guys what the toilet means. You'll get a picture of that shit and you'll be like, what the fuck? We're just going to start posting pictures of the toilet. You take some, have everybody take some, and they're like, what the fuck? You guys are going to know what
the
toilet is.
Toilet.com.
The fucking toilet. That's probably taken, but Avery's toilet.com. That shit should be there. Are you going to sit on the toilet?
Absolutely. Yeah. I already have, but you got to film it this time.
So you're like almost at this anal thing in the booty, these anal warriors. What I would ask you as the director, what makes an anal warrior? Because all tons of girls do anal sex, but what makes an anal warrior?
Well, a girl that really likes it. Yeah. A girl that really likes it that's known for it. You know, I can't have a new chick come out anal warrior and then the girls that are... You know, very picky with who they want in their ass.
Right.
Like, there's quite a few anal warriors that I like. Fucking Bobby Starr being one of them. Amy Brooke, Jennifer White, yourself, Maddie O'Reilly, Jada Stevens, Dana D'Armand,
Adriana Chechik.
Adriana Chechik.
She's crazy.
And she's fairly new. She's still fucking Annette Swartz, one of the greatest fucking anal warriors that I've seen.
I stuck a Red Bull can in that girl's ass.
Nah,
so
that chick is wow. Yo, I don't even want to talk about
hardcore.
Her.
I'm not impressed by that because a lot of girls have done that. You get me a King Cobra 40 up her ass, that would be amazing.
Oh, that's Jennifer. Jennifer, straight up. Like, I'm not even. She could take this. This is thicker than. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could take this. You could take this water bottle, right? I've seen only cream one out way of to your find ass. Out.
There's only
balls out of your ass. I've seen big dicks come out of your ass. Like, I met Jennifer on Jay's Inset.
Oh, really?
And that right there, if you work for Jay, most likely so you're an anal warrior.
That wasn't a whole movie on cuddling then, I bet.
No. I mean, when she had cream kind of come out of her ass, I was like, wow. It's just...
Full on, just sprayed this girl with whipped cream.
Really?
Out of my
All
ass.
Over the fucking place. Just fucking awesome. Just amazing.
Wow. So what do you think makes an anal warrior?
I think... That you just gotta be
like you. Gotta, never mind. Sorry.
I can't be conceited. Come on.
What takes a girl to be an anal warrior? I'm curious on your thoughts of that.
Yeah. Well, I think you just gotta love anal sex and gotta be a complete whore. And just
anal whore.
Those are so hard to find here.
A professional.
Well, it actually it's. I think that it's an art that's really dying because girls that just like I said they come in they're very particular and they get spoiled. You know who I think is going to be a future anal warrior? No bullshit is Keisha Gray.
Yeah.
Jillian Jensen. I think she's going to be an anal warrior. She took it in the ass like something crazy. Kelsey Monroe is a new anal warrior.
Have you ever done dunnable anal?
What kind?
Double anal?
No.
What the hell did you I say haven't. The first time? Dunnable?
I said double. Oh, I didn't. Okay.
No, you just slipped off your tongue. You're dunnable?
It scared me. So have you?
No, I haven't.
Are you willing to try?
Possibly.
Oh, shit. Make sure you buy that Anal Warriors Part 2, y'all. No, because the thing is, it's like me personally, I'll be honest to you. I can't smash my dick with another man's dick in one ass.
That's the issue I have, too.
And get off on that. I'm sorry. And that's the reason why I'm not a porn guy.
You're not a performer.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, but then there was a triple anal. Adriana Chechik did it, and I call it Chex Mix. That's how I make fun of her. Bonnie Rotten, she did a triple anal, and I'm like,
holy shit.
What about the guy that's hidden that you don't see?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because just think about that. There's a guy on her backside. There's a guy from the side. Then there's an anchor, which is the guy on the bottom.
Yeah.
Who has the... That's a dick sandwich inside of that's the bread.
That's
is
a
dick.
Triple decker dick
yeah,
sandwich.
There's a dick in the middle for the meat, and then it's like
a Big Mac.
It's like a hot dog
Three
with
buns.
No bun. You know what I mean? It's like I'm about to give you a dick sandwich, girl. It shouldn't even be called a triple anal. It should be called a dick sandwich. Bitch, that's what you're getting.
I think they sell those at Der Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm not, you know, first of all, it's unhealthy. And I just wouldn't be the guy in the middle. Hey man, I wasn't getting my dick smashed. He was getting his dick smashed.
You want to be the guy? You want to be the fourth guy with the dick in her mouth?
No, I'm gonna be the fourth guy over there with my dick in my hand, looking at that shit. Like, fuck that!
Wow,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
You think you're getting three dicks in your ass?
Nope.
No, never say never. Never say never.
Try this shit. Just imagine it. You got some pretty good shit in your ass. Not that shit as in shit.
Oh,
but,
I'm
know,
not denying
stuff.
That I can definitely take some big dicks in my ass.
Do you come from anal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Hardcore.
Hard? Hard?
DPs.
Okay.
Harder. When's the last time you had anal sex?
That would be...
Don't fucking lie. What's today?
Exactly.
Three days ago.
The 20th.
Friday, February 20th.
3 days.
Yeah.
3 days ago.
Was it a scene or just in your personal life?
Personal life.
Yeah?
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah. Show me your butthole right now. Let me see this shit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
so,
that's crazy.
With you joining the Freaky Crew and with us preparing to shoot you for Anal Warriors, what are other things that
Does
you're
she have to pass
doing?
Any sort of initiation?
Shit, she did already.
Does she have to pay her dues? Like, isn't it like something like $100 a month?
This one tested me.
Yeah, I think
did he
so.
Really?
He tested me.
Excuse me. Can we talk about that? How you test?
You know,
it was just, you know, is me it like proving
a,
myself.
Is it like a multiple choice? Is it A, B, C, D, no. true or false?
No.
Are you talking about to become an anal warrior or freaky crew?
To be
crew
in the freaky crew.
Freaky crew.
You know, it's all about girls that I feel need that attention. Girls that really want to get involved with their fans and want to be a part of like this elite club that we have between the adult industry and the fans, because that's what it's about. And you know, just like I said before, Jennifer, I've always been a fan of hers, and I'm like, man, so she went on a little hiatus where she was switching agents and, you know, life happens. But now that she's back, she came and she reached out to see me, and I said, look, let's go and do some cool shit. And that's where the conversation came about. And you know, I said, I looked at, she came in the office and I seen, you know, my partner. I'm like, hey, dog, she's an anal warrior. He said, fuck it, let's shoot it.
And awesome.
The fans love her. Everybody on ADT to Twitter, they're like, man, that's a great pickup. You're going to do great things with her. So, and you feel it already.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, look at how much love you've been getting already. You know what I mean?
It's crazy how much love I've been getting on Twitter. Right. Not just from the freaky crew, but from the fans.
Do you have to start? I was just thinking, right. Going back to the whole thing we talked about earlier about wrestling. But if you
anal?
No, but thinking about. Oh. I was just thinking about the freaky crew thing. It has to turn into that whole thing, like the freaky crew for life kind of a thing.
Now, you know, we have another division.
Oh, really?
The Five Horsemen.
Yeah, giddy up.
Those are the guys that I say, hey, this is the goal, this is what we're gonna do, and we meet up, and then we give, like, they're like my generals. They go out and right. they start it, and the others follow. So you know what I mean, I told the Five Horsemen, hey, we're gonna add Jennifer White, what do you think?
Yeah,
they go, psst, what do you mean, what do I think? It's fucking manure.
Dude, I could just grass. See, I just want to see you go like, we have Jennifer White now, get to work. And they just
no, because everybody's, when you say get to work, that means like you're in this seat. I don't like to put anybody above anybody, so I like to have kind of a what do you think, and they go, man, they got excited. So no. We just run with it, because a lot of girls, they want to come in, oh, I want to be freaky crew. Bitch, you don't have what it takes, you don't care, you just trying to do this shit as a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
you're not about this life.
The way I went about it, I didn't go in saying I want to be freaky crew. I just said, hey, you know, I want to have a relationship with you again, you know, a working relationship.
And there you go.
Did you kind of go like this? Hey, wink, wink.
Nah, she didn't do that.
None of that. Keeping it real.
And I appreciate that. So I appreciate you stopping by to talk with us. And, you know, I look forward to shooting you and Anal Warriors too.
Woo-hoo. I look forward to performing for you on Anal Warriors too.
So tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at @xjenniferwhitex. And my website will be up in about 2 weeks. And that's www.xjenniferwhitex.
Do you have to still put www in there?
No, you really don't.
You know, I get a kick out of that, because some websites are www. Nah, dog, we're in a different millennium.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you don't have to.
So, once again, I appreciate all you motherfuckers for listening to the Freaky Crew podcast. Mr. Avery is out this bitch. I'm out this bitch. And Jennifer White
is out this bitch.
Is in this bitch. In your mouth.